Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends! I'm Tom,
and I'm Jerry,
and we're here to ensure your success. Welcome, success friends. What a fabulous looking crowd, huh, Jerry?
Wow, sure, I haven't seen anything that big, except for the mosquito maybe that bit me last night.
Jerry, I thought that was a wood tick.
Funny guy, that Tom Fierce. Funny guy.
But seriously, welcome to Success Saturday. Get ready for 15 minutes of fun where we provide a little education, a little motivation, and 100% of inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. You know, today's show, we're sponsored by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency,
your fierce choice for insurance.
And our show today is titled Perspectives and Patterns, the Magic of Our Brain. I just love shows when we're talking about the brain.
You know, Tom, this show is the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend.
Right you are, Jerry. And how about we start today's show with a lemon drop?
Sounds inspirational to me.
Today's lemon drop? It's not what you see, but the viewpoint you bring to your vision. Not what you see, but the viewpoint you bring to your vision. Hey, success friends, good morning. How is your grand obsession? Are you excited, motivated, ready to take on the world? Or does your battery need a bit of a charge? Has the world got you down? Either way, you are at the right place, and it's the right time. Ensure your success every Saturday morning at 11:30, right here on Club 1220 KLBB. And every weekday morning at around 9:15, right after Subway Trivia with Jeff, get motivated with your daily lemon drop. A little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. Question: who motivates the motivator? Answer: it had better be you, because if you don't do it, it don't get done.
You know, Tom, I love those lemon drops. I listen to them every day, and I get one in my email, too.
Well, Jerry, great reminder. Success friends, just go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your daily lemon drops. These free daily motivators come directly into your email. You know, when I'm getting beat up by the world, I can read a few of these and I can go from I can't to yes, I can. Thank you for that reminder, Jerry.
No problem, Tom, no problem.
You know, Jerry, we're talking about the brains today. How is your brain doing?
Well, Tom, I think it's in good shape for never being used.
Ha, 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 Jerry. Oh, there, yeah. We almost forgot to laugh on that one, Jerry.
That's why I don't like to use it. It's insulting.
Okay, Jerry, but listen, let's keep moving forward. And we're going to speak of someone that has to use his brain on a regular basis, especially working with you and me, right, Jerry?
That's right.
Hello, Bob, a giant in the radio world. You know, success friends, we say Bob looks as smooth as his voice sounds. You could be a TV personality, right, Bob?
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Just got to dream those dreams,
yeah.
Right, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Use those lemon drops. That any stick out for you this past week?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of them, but I'm going to pick this one over all of them.
Okay.
Success is just the habit of doing what works over and over again. I like that one.
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, to prove a point, doing something that works over and over again, you know, you and Stan don't do just one show.
No.
You do it every day.
Every day, yep. And that's what keeps us going, because we do it over and over again.
And, Bob, it keeps us going out here, too, when we get to listen to such good stuff.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, success friends, let's get into our success message. Tom, quick, remind them where to get their lemon drops. Ah, yes, Jerry, thank you. Success friends, as I said earlier, go to www.gps4success.com. Sign up for your free daily lemon drops. Get inspired on a daily basis. Allow the inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. I just love that image of this inspiration melting over my mind. But Jerry, let's get into our success message of the day, perspectives and patterns. The magic of the brain. Success friend, the word perspective has a number of meanings. The one that intrigues me is a mental view. Add to that the definition of pattern. Give a regular or intelligible form to. So today we talk about a mental view with an intelligible form. And that, success friends, is exactly what our brain strives for. Order and predictability, or a view that makes sense. Our world needs order. Chaos is the enemy of our brain.
Hey, Tom, let's bring this show some order, and let's take a quick break.
Hey, great idea, Jerry. And then we will be right back with more on this subject.
And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, Jerry, can you grab those phones? Some of our success friends want to save money on their auto and home insurance.
I'm on it, Tom!
All right, Jerry and success friends, hey, check us out at our new Snapchat social media place, Tommy Fierst. It's Snapchat Tommy Fierst. We got some wonderful stuff going on there. And remember to follow us, Lemon Drops, on Instagram at Lemon Drops, the number four, U, Y-O-U. Up, I hear it's time for the success quotes of the day. You know, some of our success friends tell me this is their favorite part of the show. But our first quote comes from Martha Graham, and she says, "What people in the world think of you is really none of your business." I like that little play of words there, Jerry.
I do too. What people in the world think of you is really none of your business.
Good stuff. How about you, Jerry?
Well, I've got one from Irving Berlin, and he says that life is 10% what you make it and 90% of how you take it.
I like that, Jerry. Very nice. Our third quote of the day, and this is kind of a fun one from Friedrich Nietzsche. He says, "And those who were seen dancing were thought to be crazy by those who could not hear the music." Those who were seen dancing were thought to be crazy by those who could not hear the music. That's from Friedrich Nietzsche. And Jerry, you know, I have a special gift today. It's one more quote, and it's from Marcus Aurelius. He says, "Reject your sense of injury, and the injury itself disappears." You know, success friends, I'm hoping these quotes give you something to think about this weekend. We are talking about perspectives and patterns, the magic of our brain. I'll tell you, it's good stuff.
Hey, it really is, Jerry. It really is, Tom.
See, Jerry, that brain of yours, we got to oil it a little bit more. I think that would help.
All right. Keep going, Tom. Keep going.
As I was saying, success friends, the word perspective has a number of meanings. The one that intrigues me is a mental view. Add to that definition of pattern, which is give a regular or intelligible form to. So today we talk about a mental view with an intelligible form. And like I said, success friends, that is exactly what our brain strives for. Order and predictability, or a view that makes sense. Our world needs order. Chaos is the enemy of our brain. Our challenge as goal seekers, we need to make sure that we define the pattern and not be defined by the pattern. There was a study that was done. Participants were quickly shown one of two photographs of the same girl. However, one group saw her standing in a well-to-do neighborhood, and the other group saw the same girl in a poverty-stricken neighborhood. Next, the participants were handed a test that the girl was supposed to have taken. Half the questions in the test were answered correct, and half were incorrect. Now, the people then were asked to assess the girl's IQ. Understand, success friends, the pictures were never mentioned again. The people that saw her in the well-to-do neighborhood picture, however, rated her as above average in intelligence, while those that saw her in the poverty-stricken area rated her with a below average intelligence, unlucky to find success in her life. The point here is that this is how our brain works. Our brain loves patterns. We have been taught that low income means struggle to succeed, period. The brain did not need to spend much energy on that subject. Now, let me bring this closer to your home, success friends. You have a grand obsession, and reaching your goals will change your life. And if our life will change for the better, why don't we just go and do the things we need to do and be done with it? The short answer, perspective. It is the idea that our brain has about who we are, and it is the hardest thing to change when we are trying to change. Our brain just cares about survival. The goal setting our brain does is designed to help us survive, but you and me, success friends, we want to thrive. And what we need to do is to change our perspective of ourselves. We need to see our surroundings as a launching pad to our home on the hill. We have to view our daily writing habits as the prelude to our published book. The question is, what are you doing within while you are doing without? And the answer is forming a new perspective on things. And success friends, you change your perspective by reminding yourself about it a lot, with goals and lemon drops and this show and reminders all day long. Remember, your brain loves patterns. Hey, that's why the British say there is nothing as serene as a freshly clipped lawn. And Tom, let's interrupt this pattern of thought with a break. That sounds good to me, Jerry. We'll be right back to close the show out. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107. I'm gonna write
words so. Hey, we're back, success friends, with one last thought. We have a viewpoint that we start from. What we need to understand and maybe learn is this is something that can be changed. I was told not to start my insurance agency. Thankfully, I chose to see things from my perspective and not from my critic's perspective. But success, friends, that's all the time we have. Until next Saturday, listen to your own drumbeat. And remember, get inspired, stay inspired. Bye! Lord's grace, with a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace.